What up, guys? Matthew McQuiston and
Easton Casa.
With a guest on the show, Mr. Lee.
Woo!
And this episode is going to be about Arthur's middle school basketball. And, basically, what do you think was the biggest flaw of our team?
The biggest flaw of our team was experience. I mean, most of the time in middle school basketball, you have one or two things that are happening. You know, teams like Woodhaven, we played, who were extremely good, extremely athletic. But it probably showed that they weren't, it wasn't the first time that they played together this year.
Everybody on that team has played before.
So I think, you know, our team, and it just depends on where you're at in different middle schools, and every middle school goes through it, is that you have kids and you take kids that are not actual experienced basketball players, but they're athletes. And that's made up a lot of our team was athletes, not necessarily people who were experienced basketball players. So that was probably the most challenging. I wouldn't say I don't think it was a flaw of ours. It was just, I mean, we just didn't have the experience that a couple of other teams did. But then we showed that we did have more athleticism than some other teams because that's how we won games. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, like how do you feel about the 3 wins by 1 point at the beginning of the season? Crazy way to start.
Well, it showed that, you know, a couple things. It showed that, one, that we didn't panic. When the game's on the line is when you really find out what your team is really made of, and, you know, how mature they are, and the, you know, the way that they act and the way that they play was in a way that they were comfortable being in those types of situations, where a lot of teams, especially your age, are not comfortable being in that situation.
Do you think Woodhaven should even be in our league?
Better competition always helps you become a better player. So them being in our league is here or there, because there's been plenty of times where we've improved it in varsity football this year. That, yeah, you're the much bigger school, but we still were better than you were this year. Now, most of the time, are they going to be better? Yeah, it's because, you know, they have more people to choose from. And anytime you have more people to choose from, that's you're going to have better opportunities to have athletes. But it's not the end all be all, because really, all the schools that we played were bigger than us. We were the smallest school in the league, so I thought we held our own pretty well against teams that had up to 500 more kids than we did in the school.
Yeah, most of the kids that go to Woodhaven, like, there's so many Taylor kids that go to Woodhaven that they could fill up whole nother Taylor middle school and high school.
You get Taylor kids, you get kids from Romulus. So you get a lot of kids from the surrounding area. And sometimes it's to get out of their environment and to get into a better environment.
Do you think Woodhaven's 7th grade basketball team could beat Trenton High School freshman team?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
And it has nothing to do with necessarily a talent. When you're talking that, you're talking about different body types. You know, you are in a stage where your bodies are.
You see me when you're done with that.
Developing, and you're growing, and you're still growing. And I'm not saying that they're not still growing, but they've had 2 more years of growth that you don't have. So automatically, they're going to have a height advantage.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have a weight advantage. They're probably going to have a strength advantage, because now in 9th grade, they're also doing weight training. So it's not necessarily about 100% about talent, as it is about body types and age groups. And that's why you guys don't play against each other.
Yeah, basically, Woodhaven and basketball is like the Carlson football. They're just unstoppable.
Yep, right now. And it's cyclical, but it goes around. They've had their bad years. They're going to have their bad years, but they're going to have their good years. Just like we're going to have our good years and we're going to have our bad years. But school population does play a little role in that.
What do you think about March Madness, though? So, like, just predictions on who could go close?
I mean, Alabama looked pretty good until their little incidents that they're having with the gun. I don't know what's going to – that's the beauty about the tournament, is you never know what's going to happen. So you could have 4 number ones be the 4 in the Final Four, or you can have it where none of the top seeds are in the Final Four. It just all depends. It all depends on who gets hot, at what time. And if you're a hot team going into the tournament, you have a chance.
Easton, do you remember who the Cinderella team was last year?
St. Peter's or something, somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. And then who do you think the Cinderella team will be this year?
Who the what?
Cinderella team will be this year.
I don't know. That's a good question. Usually it's some sort of mid-major that is the Cinderella team. And the reason the mid-majors are Cinderella teams is because oftentimes you don't have kids that are going there for their 1 year that they have to before they're moving on to the NBA.
Yeah.
Most of the time on those teams you have juniors and seniors that have been playing together for 4 years, and just like seventh graders, experience does matter. And that's why you don't see Kentucky winning it every year. They recruit really well. They get all these five-star athletes, but those five-star athletes are here for 1 year and then they're gone. So, you know, they have one season to mesh together as a team, and they have their moments and they have their good, really good games. But when it comes down to playing an experienced team that played together for 3-4 years together, it makes a difference.
What do you think will be Houston?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking around like North Carolina vibes, Duke vibes. Who even won that upset? Just because they were really good and now they're not going
there. Well, see, I mean, think about it. That's why, you know, Steph Curry, when he played for Davidson, he was just this breakout star that no one knew about because Davidson's games were televised like on CBS, ABC, and the station ESPN. So, and then he had that breakout season. And he was a senior. He had 4 years. He was experienced. So that's why a lot of times you see those mid-majors do so well. It's because of the experience that they have.
Yeah. Because, like, when we all played, like, rec basketball, since we've been playing, like, a couple of us have been playing together for so long, it's just kind of different because, like,
because you get to know each other.
Because for ICE, it's always been, like, me, Easton, Sam, Nolan, Owen. And then there's these two kids from Chewmate that are always on our team. And then we just played together since we were, like, five and six.
And that makes a difference.
I think that rounds up the episode.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was fun.
Yeah.